Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Today I will speak with an employer who hires work campers for jobs within one of the most spectacular national parks in America, Yellowstone. Today's episode is sponsored by The Dreamer's Journey. It's an online course and community produced by Work Camper News. Life is way too short to keep your dreams on hold, so don't be held back by fear because you were designed for more. Get started in the RV lifestyle the right way with this comprehensive guide. For just $29.95 for 90 days of access, Dreamers have unlimited viewing of 50-plus videos to learn things like what type of RV to buy, goal setting, how to budget for the adventure, developing a positive mindset, setting up a domicile, and operating a small business on the road, plus everything about work camping and how to find the right job for you. Each video is 30 to 90 minutes long, giving you an in-depth coverage on each topic. There's no wrong time to get started, so for more information, visit www.rvdreamersjourney.com. Aaron Beneke is Delaware North's general manager of its 12 Yellowstone General Stores, located within the second most visited national park in America. Many of the nearly 4 million Yellowstone visitors annually spend time and money in one of the park's general stores, buying souvenirs, gift items, food, beverages, clothing, and other merchandise like RV supplies. The company hires work campers to serve as cashiers, stockers, food service associates, cooks, custodians, supervisors, and managers. All of the jobs are paid positions with wages ranging between $15 and $19 per hour. Work campers live in 140 RV sites scattered throughout Yellowstone in what are termed villages. There is often a general store near each village. Erin said she likes to hire work campers because they can typically start earlier and stay later than the college students who live in dormitories. In fact, work campers played a critical role at the park during the past 2 years because travel restrictions prevented many foreign workers from accepting jobs at the park. Stores begin opening in late April until all the stores are operating just before Memorial Day. Then the stores begin closing right after Labor Day until all but one shuts down by the middle of October. One store near the park's headquarters remains open year-long to serve permanent park staff. Work campers generally put in 35 to 40 hours a week by working 5 days on with 2 days off. However, Aaron explains that next year, Delaware North will experiment with a schedule where people work 4 days in a row with 3 days off each week. That will give work campers plenty of time to explore the many natural features of Yellowstone. Stores are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., which also gives work campers plenty of daylight to explore after their shifts end. Only a few jobs, like painters and HVAC technicians, have special job requirements. The company provides on-the-job training for all the other positions. Work campers pay between $35 and $49 per week for a full hookup RV site within the park. That's a bargain in and of itself. But for another $63 per week, they can take advantage of an employee meal plan and enjoy 3 meals plus snacks, fruits, and drinks throughout the day. Aaron said it's like having your grandmother cook for you. One of the unique aspects of working at Yellowstone is that the campgrounds are frequently visited by bison and elk who mosey their way through the region. It's quite a sight. To tell us more about work camping opportunities at Yellowstone National Park, please welcome Aaron Beneke, the General Manager of Yellowstone General Stores, to the show. Thank you for joining me today, Aaron. Tell me, what is Delaware North and what do you do there?
So we operate 12 general stores within Yellowstone National Park. These stores contain souvenir, gift items, retail, food and beverage. We have all of our staff living on site in the park, either in their RVs that they bring with them or in dorms.
Oh, very good. And what do you do for Delaware North?
I am the general manager for Yellowstone General Stores.
General manager. Very good. Now, I've been to Yellowstone even a couple of years ago, and they had one big gift shop that I could find. You're telling me there are a bunch more?
Yes, there are 12, and they're located at, I guess you could refer to them as villages throughout the park. So in the Old Faithful area, we have two locations. At the Grant area, we have two locations. Along the lake, we have three locations, two locations in the canyon area, one location across the Dunraven Pass, which is close to the Northeast Entrance Road, and then a final location up in the Mammoth Hot Springs area, which is closest to the north entrance.
My goodness, you must put on a lot of miles on a mule or something as you're going through there, right? Because you can't really drive through Yellowstone anymore easily.
I know there's been a big influx of visitors, but it's great to be here in Yellowstone and offering services to these guests.
That's great. So what kinds of things does the general store provide?
So we provide grocery items, you know, just for your daily picnic or for more cooking within people's campers and RVs for their vacations. We also have souvenir items for Yellowstone, which would be gift items, apparel items. And then our food and beverage is different depending on the location, but some locations we offer sit-down dining with a full menu, where other locations are more of concession style with ice cream and hot dogs, things of that nature.
What kind of jobs do you hire work campers to perform?
Lots. We have lots of positions. We're looking for cashiers, food service associates, cooks, supervisors, managers, custodians, dorm leads. I'd say that kind of rounds it out. I'm sure I'm missing a few, but we have several openings.
Okay, several openings. Very good. And how long have you been utilizing work campers?
I believe we've been using work campers for 6 years.
Wow. Okay. And what kind of things do they provide, or what kind of services do they provide that you can't hire locally?
Well, just that it allows us to have that many more associates. You know, our dorms only have room for so many associates, and then we have about 140 RV spots throughout the park. So it just helps us get the numbers we need for our workforce. They also usually can provide us with a little bit longer season than those college students can.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you hire a lot of foreigners, foreign students to come in and work in the summers? And that's basically who's housed in the dorms?
It's a good mix. We usually get about 100 to 150 J-1 students from Taiwan, the Dominican, Colombia. But I would say in the last 2 years, you know, due to COVID, we obviously haven't had any J-1s. This past year in 2021, we did get some Dominicans and Ecuadorians, but the numbers have decreased substantially, but we have been able to fill with, our local, I say local, meaning the United States, college students, and between work campers and just those wanting to live the seasonal adventurous life.
What does a season look like for you, or when does it start?
So we begin opening our stores the very end of April. And then we open them gradually through the month of May, and we start closing them right around Labor Day. And then again, it's a steady closing throughout the month, and we're officially closed at the middle of October.
Okay, very good.
And we do have one store that is open year round. That's our Mammoth store, because it's at the headquarters for the National Park Service.
Oh, that makes sense. Do you hire work campers for that one as well?
We do during the season, the season that I just explained to you, but mm-hmm. During the winter time, we don't, just because of the elements here. You know, it gets below zero and is very cold.
Very cold. That's right. Even in April, the last time I was in Yellowstone a couple of years ago, actually interviewing the National Park Director. So that would have been right outside of the National Park headquarters, and it was freezing cold. The park had just opened, or the campground had just opened, and it was very chilly. So, yeah. I can imagine that it gets cold throughout earlier and stays cold later in the year.
Does that make sense? Yes, it does. Yeah. We have beautiful summers, it's a really enjoyable place to be.
I agree. And you can't really go anywhere else and have bison walking through your campground, except at Yellowstone. And that's probably a big perk.
Bison and elk are, we joke and say they're pets for our work campers, just because they're constantly in their little yards. So.
Right. But I wouldn't try scratching them behind the ears.
No. Keep your distance.
How many hours do the work campers typically work each week?
I'd say anywhere between 35 and 40 hours a week.
Oh, okay. So it is full time.
Yes.
Okay. Are they working every day, or do they work 5 days and have 2 days off?
We're actually going to try to switch to where you're working 4 days and have 3 days off in this coming year for 2022.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay. Yeah, just give them more time to get out and enjoy the park. Our store hours are from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So there is still time in the evenings after work, but really giving the 3 days in a row, I think, will really add to our associate experience.
Right. There's a lot to do in Yellowstone and the surrounding area. So that's a great idea, I think. Now, are these paid positions or volunteer?
They are all paid positions.
Okay. And how much do they start at?
Depending on the position, we start at $15 and can go up to $18 or $19, depending on the position.
Are there any special traits or qualifications for work campers?
No, we do have a couple positions, like for an HVAC technician and some painters. But other than that, there's not real specific qualifications. We do a lot of in-house training for point of sale, and then on the job training.
Do you hire solo work campers, or are you, because you only have the 140 RV sites, are you only able to take on couples?
We obviously push to take on couples first, but we absolutely have several sole work campers.
Okay. Very good. And would you hire teenagers?
Yes, I believe that they have to be 16 years or older, and they have to be living, they can't be living in our housing unless they're 18 years old. So If a work camper came with their children, they'd have to be 16 and living in the RV with them.
Mm-hmm. When do you begin recruiting for next season?
We have officially started recruiting. We were just at the Hershey Work Camper Show, and we will open all of our applications on November 1st. So people can go to our website and apply at that point. And we recruit all the way through November, December, January, February, right up until we start getting open.
Oh, my. Okay. How many work campers do you typically hire?
Well, we have about 144 spots, so anywhere between 144 and, I'd say, about 300, depending on couples or souls, singular people.
How many of them do you think would be returning year after year?
I say we have a high retention rate, so I'd say about 30% of our associates return the following year.
30%? That is very good.
Yeah, I mean, that includes our dormers as well. But. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's because it's impossible to see all of Yellowstone in 1 year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's involved in your interviewing and hiring process?
We call and just want to talk to you, learn a little bit about the associate, get to understand, if they've been to Yellowstone, is there an area they'd like to be at, just to explore that area of the park. We talk about, uniform and just the needs of what we're needing and the job requirements, and just kind of have a open conversation for questions. Just so that we can really prepare the associate to understand and know what to expect, so nothing is really a big surprise when they arrive.
Okay. And you make your final hiring decisions within a couple of weeks after talking to them?
Absolutely. When we have an interview, they should expect a response within a week, no more than 2 weeks.
Is there anything that a work camper can really do to stand out among the other applicants for one of these jobs?
you know, just enthusiasm about wanting to experience the park and be in Yellowstone, and just really, you know, it's advantageous for us to have individuals that, that can work a longer season. You know, sometimes it's difficult to start the season, we're a little bit short, and then ending the season, we're always a little bit short. So really, if someone can work that full season, that's very advantageous for both of them and us.
Now, because you run restaurants and you do retail stores, does that kind of experience help them in get jobs at Yellowstone?
Absolutely. You know, those people with restaurant experience, they could possibly qualify for like a grill supervisor or a grill lead, or the same goes on the retail floor. We have leads in positions for apparel and gift, just to kind of give some more supervision and leadership throughout the department.
Mm-hmm. Because you're going down to 4 workdays a week next year, does that mean you have to hire more work campers? Or are you pretty landlocked to that?
We're landlocked to our number.
Okay. To the number of RVs that you can have? That
yes.
Makes sense.
Yep.
Okay. Is there one thing that you wish all work campers knew before coming to work for you?
I would say just come prepared to enjoy a season. We really strive to make an experience not just for the guests, but for our associates. And we want, you know, the reason people come to Yellowstone is to experience the park and not just to work. So I just really, if you're coming to Yellowstone, I want to make sure that you see and explore the park and get the full experience of being in Yellowstone.
What, speaking of that, what can work campers do when they're not working in that area?
Oh, gosh, they can hike. They can go for a drive around the park. I mean, we're neighbors to Grand Teton National Park, so you go right down through the park. You get free admin to each park because you have a worker's pass on your vehicle. You can do whitewater rafting. You can do horseback riding. The list is lengthy.
Now, these are services that are provided by contractors. Do they get them discounted because they're work campers?
Some contractors do provide discounts to our associates. We provide a list in the beginning of the season upon check-in that would give all the associates the list of where they can have discounts.
Mm-hmm. Now, how far are you from big cities?
Well, when you're located inside the park, you're anywhere between 2 to 3 hours from a larger area. So the closest on the east side of the park is Cody, Wyoming. The north side would be Bozeman, Montana, and the south side would be Jackson, Wyoming.
Okay. So would work campers be able to get most of the supplies that they would need, like the groceries and things like that, from the park stores?
Yes, and you receive a 30% discount in our own stores if you're an employee.
Oh, that's a big break. So you don't have to drive all the way to Cody to get a gallon of milk.
No, you do not.
Okay, that's great. And so I've heard this rumor, maybe you can tell me if it's true or not, that people who are working in Yellowstone and as work campers generally get access or known where to go in the park that are really fun, really beautiful, but so many tourists overlook because they just want to go see Old Faithful.
That is absolutely true. And I think it depends on, you know, the length of time that the visitors are coming to the park for. I mean, if they're coming for one day, they're always going to hit Old Faithful, but there are a lot of areas within the park that are, you know, even that much more beautiful and amazing than Old Faithful. And you just, once you spend some time here, you start to learn those places and find what you really like within the park. And there's just, Yellowstone is so vast. There's so much to see.
Do you do anything to help build a community of work campers, like potlucks and things like that?
Well, we have employee dining rooms, which all of our work campers are welcome to be a part of. There is a fee for it, but it's taken right out of your paycheck. But we also do a lot of just employee appreciation meals. So even whether they're on the meal plan or not, they're invited to all of those. And then I would say, yes, our work campers take it upon themselves. They create a little community within their RV locations and really become a family or a little community, you know, neighbors and everything. I think it's really great.
Very good. It's a free RV site, right? They don't pay any rent for it?
No, they pay, it depends on the location, but they pay anywhere between $35 and $49 a week.
A week?
Yes.
And in Yellowstone, RV parks, RV sites can go much higher than that per night. So that's a great idea.
Absolutely, yes.
And when you had talked about eating in the employee dining room, is this like a basic fee that comes out, or is it like whatever they order, they would just submit a slip and it would come out of their paycheck?
No, so if they opt to be on the meal plan, they would be on it. You get three meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You have access to the employee dining room at all times for soda, water, you know, fruits, snacks throughout the day. It's a weekly fee. It comes out of your paycheck every week. It's $63 a week. We try to make it so that at no point is your weekly pay or your weekly deduction more than $100, depending on your housing and your meal plan.
Oh, that's great. $63 a week for all of the food that I could eat. That sounds dangerous.
And it's like having your grandmother cook for you because I'm telling you, it is great food.
That's excellent. So if people wanted more information about this opportunity, where could they find it?
www.ygsjobs.com.
ygsjobs.com. Super.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much, Erin. I really appreciate the time.
All right. Thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
I'd like to thank Erin Beneke, the General Manager of Yellowstone General Stores, for describing the work camping opportunities available to live and work within a very unique and historic national park. Recruitment for the next season officially begins in September at the Hershey, Pennsylvania RV Show. Applications are accepted all year, but usually reviewed for the first time in November after the current season ends. However, recruitment continues all winter until the stores start opening in April. The process generally involves a phone call to get to know the work camper and learn what his or her preferences are for jobs and location. Then there is a discussion about job requirements and company policies. If the applicant wishes to move forward, then a hiring decision is usually made within 2 weeks of that interview. Enthusiasm for working at Yellowstone is one trait that really helps technicians stand out, Erin explained. Also, if they are able to work longer seasons by starting before Memorial Day and working after Labor Day, that's a plus. Delaware North prefers couples simply because the firm gets two workers for each campsite. However, solos are also hired, and so are teenagers over 16 who are living in their parents' RV. People will really enjoy work camping at Yellowstone. I've interviewed several folks over the years who've held positions, and they all describe it as a very memorable experience, especially the ability to go behind the scenes into areas of the park that tourists typically avoid because they only have time to see the big attractions. Grand Teton National Park is only an hour away from Yellowstone, and work campers get free passes to visit there. Other activities in the area include whitewater rafting, horseback riding, and of course, hiking and biking. Because Yellowstone is several hours away from really big cities, work campers receive a 30% discount on items purchased at the general stores. The real bargain is that they can get a full hookup site inside the second most popular national park and, if they desire, all their meals and snacks for around $100 per week. For more information about the jobs and to apply, visit www.ygsjobs.com. Today's episode is sponsored by Work Camper News. With its diamond and platinum membership tools, Work Camper News is much more than just a job listing website. When you put the tools of this professional service into action, you'll find out just how easy it can be to turn your work camping dreams into reality. The one-year memberships open the door to a one-stop shop for all things work camping. Being the original resource for work camping, you'll find the largest number of job listings, be able to connect with a community of work campers, and view resources compiled by experts who've been enjoying the RV lifestyle for many years. If you're serious about leading a successful and enjoyable work camping lifestyle, then a Diamond or Platinum membership is for you. You can even get started with a free 30-day trial by visiting www.workcamper.com/trial. Embark on new adventures today with the support of Work Camper News behind you. That's all I have for this week's show. Our next episode will feature an interview with another employer looking to hire work campers for jobs within the national forests next season. I'll have that on the next episode of The Work Camper Show. Thank you for listening.